It's a busy time at Santa Rosa Junior College, no doubt about that. Joining us today, Karen Hart is in the studio. She is the editor of North Bay Biz. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
On the telephone, the president of Santa Rosa Junior College, Dr. Frank Chong. Good morning, Dr. Chong.
Hey, Pat. Hi, Karen. How are you guys doing?
Well, I know you've heard this before, but happy birthday.
Hey, thank you. Yeah. I don't feel 100, but the college is.
And, maybe
you know,
after.
We started in 1918, and we've served over 1.7 million students in the history of the college, if you can believe that. And we continue to serve over 28,000 students. And I think we're about the 10th largest community college in the state and the 10th oldest community college as well. I think Modesto Junior College was number one.
And let's talk about the effect on our economy because of all of those students over the years and currently. I mean, SRJC has always been one of Sonoma County's largest employers, for one thing.
Yeah, we're the third largest employer, I think, in Santa Rosa and the fifth in the county. And if you look at who is staffing the hospitals in Sonoma County, many of our nursing students and x-ray techs, radiologic techs they call them now, are trained at the JC, and many of our firefighters and first responders, police and emergency medical technicians are trained up at Windsor at our public safety academy. And then our wine, Rich Thomas, the infamous Rich Thomas, who used to teach at the JC, put out a generation of wine growers that helped and winemakers who helped make Sonoma County one of the premier wine regions in the world.
And Karen, you know, the anniversary of SRJC is the cover story in North Bay Biz in June. Why that particular selection for you?
Well, first of all, I have to say the JC is near and dear to my heart. I was a tutor at the Writing Center.
Oh.
So,
great.
Loved working with the students, loved their energy and enthusiasm. But this is a once-in-a-lifetime story, 100-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And we absolutely, that was the cover story. It was just a no-brainer.
I mean, you know, there's so many aspects to this. I don't know really how to cover them all. But one of the things I want to start with, Dr. Chong, is let's talk about the present and the future of SRJC. Because we see, you know, the amount of students in colleges all across the nation diminishing. I know the same can be said for SRJC. What kind of actions do you have in play that could affect that to the positive?
Well, I think to the positive is we continue to train students for jobs of today, not for the future. So in the area of emergency medical tech and the first responders, there's a great turnover now and retirements happening in public safety area. So our police academies are full. And in the healthcare, of course, working with Kaiser and Sutter and Memorial Hospitals, they need medical assistance. They need nurses. They need radiology techs. And then for students who want to go on to get their four-year degrees, as I've said, I like to brag about, is SRJC has the highest success rate in terms of UC applicants. So about 85% of our students who attend SRJC will be accepted to one of the University of California campuses.
Yeah, that's an impressive
stat. Statewide average is about 50%. So we're very proud of that. Our wonderful faculty really prepare students to transfer to a four-year school.
Would you mind growing us some construction workers, Dr. Chong? Because we could really use a few of those
these
days.
We're working with the North Bay folks in developing different apprenticeship programs. And it's a little bit slow right now, but we're growing it, and we're supporting both the union and non-union labor folks. And we are encouraging people to go into construction. But it's a tough sell right now because I think a lot of the younger kids are more interested in high tech, and I don't think they want to work physically that hard. But for some students, they do want to do that. And so we have opportunities for them to enter some of our apprenticeship programs.
And part of the allure of SRJC really throughout a person's life is the ability to go back to school. And a lot of people do it, and it's certainly a part of the North Bay Biz story on SRJC. And we all are interested in having that possibility remain open for us.
Yes, we always can learn something new. Our oldest graduate this year at our commencement ceremony was 72 years old. We have people who are taking classes through our community education that don't go for grades, but they're interested in history. They're interested in learning a language for travel. So I like to say we have it all at the JC. So if you're young, middle-aged, or in the senior side, we have older adult classes throughout the county at Oakmont and different facilities where seniors can take classes as well and keep their mind sharp.
You know what I've been really excited about with regard to the SRJC, and Karen, I think this is true for you too, is really the expansion and the explosion of the culinary department at SRJC. Wow.
It has a significant impact on the campus, and it is exciting.
Yeah, the facility itself is beautiful. The cafe is wonderful. It's open to the public. And I bet this is of, you know, people are really enthusiastic about this too, Dr. Chong.
Oh, absolutely. We have the best culinary department in the state, I believe. And with people like Betsy Fisher and the staff over there and the faculty. You know, Pat, the first time I met you, I think we hosted you at the culinary, and you've been a good friend of mine ever since.
That was a great lunch, too.
Yeah, and with Ellen Miramont-Silver, who recently retired, our wonderful director of public relations. So, yeah, our students come in. It's a one-year program. It's not they're not going to end up being Wolfgang Pucks in the beginning, but it's to get them a start. So many of those students go on to work in the many catering companies throughout Sonoma County and many of the wineries and restaurants, and we're very, very proud of them. The culinary and food and beverage, as you know, is huge. Tourism is such a large sector of our business. So we like to train a lot of our students to staff the restaurants and the culinary folks and hotels in Sonoma County.
Yeah, what I noticed at the cafe was that it was interesting to watch the students there. And part of the program is that those students experience every aspect of restaurant activity. I mean, from, you know, bussing the tables to mm-hmm. being waiters and waitresses and cooking the food and in some cases managing the whole thing too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we want to expose them to all aspects of the front of the counter and the back of the shop, you know, in the kitchen. So when they leave, they'll understand what it is to work as a sous chef, to work as a line chef, to work as a hostess, to work as a waiter. So we give them a really comprehensive experience so they can see all aspects of it, including food and handling and hygiene and safety and the business part of running a food operation.
So 100 years done, what can we look forward to out of the beautiful Santa Rosa Junior College in the coming years?
Well, you know, we're very excited about the bond that was passed in 2014, and we're modernizing our Burbank Theater, and that's going to open in for the summer of SRT. We also are redoing all of our athletic fields, which are aging. And then the thing I'm most excited about is the STEM building, our science, technology, and engineering and math building. It's going to be a state-of-the-art science building, and it's going to serve to train, you know, do the prerequisites for all the scientists and mathematicians and all the engineers we need for the future. And that'll be completed probably sometime around 2022. It's a big project, but it's going to be an outstanding building. Yeah.
Well, we hope there are a ton of women that get into that particular program because we certainly need them in the arts and sciences and technology.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
That is for sure.
And it's, you know, it is the June issue of North Bay Biz magazine celebrating the 100 years of Santa Rosa Junior College. And it has been kind of an up and down year this year for you, Dr. Chong. Missed the day under the oaks, that's for sure. But talk us about the celebrations, the way you mark this anniversary in the rest of the year rolls by.
Yeah, the rest of the year we have an exciting fundraiser for the culinary for the Chris Silva SRJC Food and Wine Classic, and that's going to be on Sunday, July 8th, and it's going to be Chris Silva's birthday, the late Chris Silva, who helped start this wine classic, and, you know, we hope that people will come out for that, and then we're going to do a joint event with the city of Santa Rosa. It's their 150th anniversary.
Yeah, September.
So at Courthouse Square, Saturday, September 8th, we'll be out there celebrating with the city of Santa Rosa. You know?
Yeah, that's going to be a big day for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And then we're looking at doing a fall festival out at Schoen Farm. And just look on our webpage and you'll see all the events we're going to be doing for the rest of the year.
Talk for a minute about the importance of Schoen Farm, adding that to the SRJC equation.
Yeah, Schoen Farm, you know, Sonoma County up until probably the last 20, 30 years still is a primarily agricultural community. So besides wine and dairy and all the other types of agriculture and sustainable ag, we train students who want to pursue careers in agriculture. and in forestry and in winemaking. And we just started a beer program. Craft brewery program. We just put out our first craft brew. So we're trying to basically stay in touch with what's happening in Sonoma County. We have a drone operating program through our computer science department. Don O'Leary, our wonderful faculty members, certifying folks in drone operation, and people from the police and fire and architects are coming because it's a new technology that people are going to need to maintain their competitive edge. So we have it all at the JC, and we really encourage young students and parents and older adults to come check out all the offerings we have.
And it's featured, too, in North Bay Biz. Talk a little bit about the SRJC Foundation.
Oh, yeah. We have the number one community college foundation in the state. I think when I arrived 6 years ago, we were at about an endowment about $25 million, and I think we recently surpassed $60 million.
Wow.
And all those funds go to support our faculty and our students with scholarships and with equipment. And as you know, the state funding is declining. We're going to need more and more of our alumni and our other supporters to help us maintain our wonderful programs.
Well, it is a huge part of our community. It has been for 100 years now. Wow. Not 100. Many places you can say that about. And Dr. Chong, thanks so much for being here with us. Happy birthday to you and everybody
thank
at
you,
the JC.
Thank you, Karen,
yes,
for all your
birthday.
Support. It's a team effort, and you're certainly stars on our team. So thank you again for having me.
All right. Well, thank you. It's my honor.
Very good to have you, Dr. Chong. And Karen, this is the June issue. It features more stories than just Santa Rosa Junior College. And one of the interesting articles that I saw is about one of our favorites, Judy Sakaki, who is the president of SSU, too.
Yes, that's right. We did a profile on her. She's an interesting woman, and I urge you to get your issue and read all about her.
Yeah, this is a great way to find out more than you would otherwise know about people in our community who make a difference, who lead, and things like that. And, you know, it is the 21st of June already, Karen. Any
yes.
thoughts on what may be coming up for the July issue?
Yes. In July, we will be covering the business of cannabis and its challenges. It's a big topic. It's a very big topic, and
yeah.
we just look at the legal issues of
all right.
it.
Well, we will look forward to the July issue for sure, and thank you for being with us this morning. We always appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, Pat.
North Bay Biz Magazine, available now, the June edition, and soon to come, July is on the way.